What's up, dude?
Oh, not a whole lot. Eventful little day you guys had yesterday trying to record without me.
Dude, it was awful.
But
we made it 47 minutes in, and I looked at the... I pulled up Audacity to make sure that it was still recording, and mine had stopped at 25 minutes, and Mike's had kept going. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So I figured I would chop the end off of that, and we would record just like a quick 15 minutes or whatever, and then just end it. And then it did it again. It fucking cut it off when we were like 5 minutes in, and it stopped mine at like 2.5 minutes. And then we re-recorded that section, and I accidentally deleted that when I was trying to edit it together. So, dude, it was fucking terrible. It was bad.
That's what you get for trying to get this thing done without me, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm trying to do something, but next time
I'll
wait.
So we talked about it last week that I got stung by the sweet catfish, and I developed a pretty gnarly infection. So I spent today at a hospital, and feeling pretty chipper today.
It's fucking gross.
It was real gross. Yeah, don't fuck with catfish, kids. Oh, condoms and catfish, two things I don't fuck with. But it is a Tuesday, and episode 19 of The Horrible Influence. That's 19 episodes that we have yet to get anyone with any talent to get us a freaking song.
Yep. Not a single person.
You guys are really dropping the ball on this. I mean, I'm not going to, like, do it or pay someone. So.
It would be cool. I was listening to one of the songs from the Hotline Miami 2 soundtrack the other day, and I don't know, that style, like that 80s synth style mixed with like that bit trip is, I don't know, it's maybe a guilty pleasure.
Sounds
fucking neat though.
We're going to find some like 15-year-old on YouTube making those songs and give him $20 for the rights to one.
I don't know, man. 15-year-olds are... You got to get them younger than that now, I think. Not to sound like a disgusting person, but I think they're already famous on YouTube by the age of 15.
And in Thailand.
Right.
Well, there's quite a bit of interesting news popping around the cosmos this week. NASA's got a propulsion system that they are working on, which could transport shuttles from Earth's atmosphere to Mars in about 30 minutes.
What is this?
It's has the ability to accelerate a spacecraft to 26% the speed of light. So it's getting there.
Pretty quick.
I
mean, I can like run that fast. That's pretty quick, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, pretty much it's Usain Bolt fast right there.
They're getting
It would be it's 4 light years to our nearest star, which is Alpha Centauri, and that would take about 15 years at this pace. So, we could now reach another star if this works. We could reach another star within a single lifetime. Like, you could 15 years out be like, that's a star, and then 15 years back.
Did they say what kind of engine it was? Was it that one that they've been talking about for a little bit?
No, this is a... I don't know if it used any of that technology at all, actually. But it is laser-based propulsion. It eliminates the need for fuel. There's not a whole lot on how the thing works so much. It's called photonic propulsion.
Photon?
Awesome. Yeah, photonic. The spacecraft is equipped with giant laser sails.
What the fuck?
It's a little odd. But they said the good news about it, even though it sounds weird, is all the technology already exists. There's no reason why they can't do it. But,
that's insane. That's super fucking cool, actually.
Right. Right now they have the laser amplifiers. They're about, size of a textbook. But, a 6-square-mile array of lasers floating out in Earth's orbit would be powerful enough to beam a gram-sized spaceship to Alpha Centauri in 15 years. But it would take 2,200 years to send it fully loaded. So you're looking at either getting the efficiency up a lot or building one of these arrays that's 100 square miles or
Why
something.
Does the size make a difference?
I guess the amount of energy.
That's interesting because I maybe it's stupid of me to think that shit's weightless in space and that there's no resistance, but I don't.
There's no resistance, but it still takes energy to move mass. Like, it's. They you still have to propel it.
I guess is it like moving something on ice, kind of? Like you still need to
once you got it up to speed, it'd be going that. I don't know. It's weird. They say there's nearly no drag. There's no friction, but yet they can use correction boosters to turn the ship, so it's pushing on something.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense. It has to have there's obviously a force that it's pushing against, right?
Right. So I'm thinking that when we were in school and they just thought it was nothing up there, they've probably since corrected that.
Yeah. So we should probably go back to high school.
About dark matter. They got all that down.
Yeah, dude. What a fucking trip. If I had kids, it would just be like, I don't know. I wouldn't ask them how their day was at school because I'm not going to fucking know what the hell they're talking about anyways. Shut up, Timmy. Go to your bed.
Don't speak.
Don't give a fuck about your dark matter.
It's a cool idea. I don't think having a giant laser sail is really gonna be the way we travel, but just the idea of being able to creep up towards light speed. Like they were saying that that we can, like the Hadron Collider, it moves particles at near light speed.
Mm-hmm.
Like we already do that. It's just the quirkiness of quantum mechanics that keeps us from being able to move larger objects at that speed.
Gotcha.
So this technology might be good for, let's say, if they could get a probe that could send an iPhone can collect a ton of data.
Sure.
And is apparently so encrypted the FBI cannot break it. But if you could have an instrument cluster that was very small but could take a lot of information, you could use this to get it to Alpha Centauri, for example, in, let's say, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not unrealistic. I mean, when did we send Voyager 1 and 2, like the probes?
Oh, yeah, that's, for sure.
They're just now reaching the outer limits of our solar system, and we could have been there in a couple of hours with this technology. So if you could make a water bottle size probe and you're like, okay, we believe there's an event happening, out in the Kepler belt, you could point this thing and launch it. And assuming that disruptions from debris and gravity from Jupiter or something doesn't mess with it, it could get there like in an 8-hour shift.
That's pretty fucking
rad. So there might
be
uses. Yeah. I don't think we're going to be space pirating it up with giant laser sails anytime soon, but maybe something small.
I mean, it sounds pretty cool for temporary, just like bebopping around our own like solar system. It sounds very useful for that, or it could be useful for that.
Yeah, because now it takes us a year to get to Mars. Even if you could. It says 2,200 years or whatever it was to get to Alpha Centauri. I believe it was 2,200.
2,200? Jesus Christ.
If the sails that we have now, like the 6-mile wide one,
mm-hmm.
six square mile wide one. A regular rocket ship now, or our spacecrafts, would take 2,200 years to reach the next star over. So it's traveling at 0.0000 something, the speed of light. Okay. Whereas you could travel something that weighed a gram at, almost a quarter of the speed, 26%. So, yeah, around a quarter of the speed of light. So if you could do a regular-sized ship at that 0.00 something, it might be a two-day trip to Mars. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it would give those kids that are going there to die some hope that they might not actually die there.
I'm so jealous.
I mean, a little bit.
I just want to die on another planet.
I'd like to take, like, the fifth shuttle there. I don't. They can keep the first one. I'll take, like, number five.
Number five goes. That's important people. That's scientists. That's those are people that know what they're doing. Shuttle one's where I get in. That's where they're like, "What's up, crash test dummy? Put this helmet on." Fucking pow! Right off to Mars. I could do that.
Man, I don't know. I think I could get in on the fifth. I think I could kill the biologist like the night before shuttle launch and have like a fake one of his faces put onto my face and then just kind of, "Hey, what's up, guys?" and then get onto the spaceship. Remember, and
it's me, Kevin. Yeah. Oh, I sound weird? Well, you sound weird. Let's do this. Anybody fucking remember how to put this helmet on?
Fucking like space. Let's go.
You remember me, old Space Kevin. Yeah. It's I want to leave. I don't know why. I just wish I could go somewhere else. I know there's nothing there. I think I want to go because I read stuff on the internet, like somebody had a post up and it was like, for $1 million, would you live in this secluded cabin for a week with no internet?
With
and people
no
are like,
internet?
I could never do that.
Yeah. I'm like that's even a fucking question, man. Come on.
The first quarter of my life, I don't think there was internet.
Yeah, I'll leave right now if I can live in that house. Fucking for real?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, if you had no social media, could you live for a year? And these kids are like, no way. No, I can't do it. Okay. Facebook's like 10 years old. So is it even 10 yet? It's not that old.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? I mean, it was around before I joined the Navy, so.
Yeah, it came out while I was in the Army because I had the sweet Facebook page with, like, Slipknot background.
Oh, man.
Do you remember the Pimp My MySpace websites they used to have?
I remember MySpace, that's for sure.
You could get the code and put it into your page, and then it would change it to, like, cars or cats.
Yeah, I had, like, I had an Evo background on mine, and it played fucking Chimera. I'm sure people just loved coming to my page.
So much better than Facebook. God.
Dude, so much better. So much more fun.
That guy, like, sold that and bought a small island. I was watching like a movie or something where they were making fun of him, and he was like, "Yeah, well, I bought an island when I sold that shitty little website."
Did it really? Did that work?
He sold it for a ton of money.
Because when I deployed, everybody was using MySpace, and then when I came back, everybody was on Facebook, because the internet operates at such a high fucking tempo that when MySpace went down for probably less than a day, everybody jumped ship almost fucking instantaneously and just went and made Facebook account.
Do you remember when they tried to restart it and they were playing those commercials? It wasn't even that long ago. They had like celebrities like back on MySpace.
Oh man. Yeah.
That was sad, but they tried. And I think that's all after he sold it. Like he sold it. It went down for a couple days and the guy was like, "We own MySpace now, like we're gonna be nailing it," and they turned it back on and no one was there.
Yeah, some dude who did way too much cocaine one night was like, "Dude, I'm gonna fucking buy MySpace. I'm gonna be rich as shit." Oh, Shitty plan, fuckface.
Yeah. Yep, you should have stolen a better idea from someone else like Zuckerberg. Ooh, so that's a laser propulsion.
That's fucking awesome. I hope to see some technological advance. I mean, we've seen some pretty cool shit, like the cell phone and stuff, but it'd be cool to see some serious technological advancement before I die.
Yeah, what do they call... God, it's not... I keep saying AAA, but that's the video game. It's like a something-A civilization, and it's categorized as one that ventures out into the stars.
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody will shoot us a message about it. Somebody will think this is live and call me. Like Chris Ridenour. It was this. What are you talking about? You're trying to figure out what this is. Did you pause me and call me because you think it's live? All right, buddy.
Oh, too funny.
The progression of a civilization to one that ventures out amongst the stars is categorized as another type of civilization. Like categorize it from different ways. And there's a massive theory. There's two giant theories out, and we've talked about them before on here, where one is that we're the dying, very end spark of life in the universe, and everyone else has lived and died, which I don't believe, because I believe that there would be junk. Like, we can't be the only assholes that pollute everything. So, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the other end of that was that we are the first, that the universe is actually not that old. Like, it seems like it's really old, but as far as life and all that goes, we are the ones that, like, everywhere else is still amoebas, and we're the first one to figure out how to call each other and, like, build spacecraft. So the fast forward of that is the idea that we will eventually be the rulers of the universe, the overlords. Like, we will be giving technology to new, like, Enterprise, sort of, like, showing up on these little inhabited planets and studying them, but we would be the top shit out there.
Man.
It was an interesting read.
That is interesting. Not at this level.
No.
A lot's got to change. That's for fucking sure.
Long, long way away. There was a third one. I didn't give it. I kind of stopped reading it. It was super depressing. But there's a law, and I hate when I do this and I bring something up and can't give you the name. But there is it's like a Newton, or not a Newton's law, but like when you say Murphy's law, there's one that states that all civilizations will eventually meet a predetermined end. And if it's not, like, starvation and natural disaster, then they will all kill each other. And that has happened to every civilization for, all, like, across the cosmos. That's, like, their theory or whatever. That everyone gets to, like, where we are, and we make such powerful weapons that we're just going to kill each other and we're all going to die. And that's what happened to, like, Martians and people and, like, other galaxies. Like, they all get to a certain point and then kill everybody. It's like, that's real depressing. It's
just
believable,
fate, right?
Yeah, that's. They said that everyone eventually just kills each other.
Oh, man.
Like, breaking through the. Because right now we're just really, really smart monkeys. That's all we are. They're saying that you have to break through that to another plane of existence, almost. At least another plane of understanding to move forward. And that. According to this theory, that doesn't happen. It just never happens. Like, you get to that point and you get so advanced, but you're still just pent up fucking testosterone and just freaking out. And then before you can break through as a species, you just fucking kill everybody.
That's fucking depressing.
Yeah.
Super fucking depressing, man.
You know, we like to keep it upbeat on this show.
Yeah, talking about space is typically fucking disheartening, but yeah, well. Because
we're far enough ahead to start looking that way, and we are too far away to ever get there. And That's fucking, it depresses me, so then I like to bring all of our readers down as well. This is my daily hell.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah. But new imaging software came out of Florida for finding Earth-like planets.
It came out of Florida? Really?
Yeah, the way we do it now. It's the Florida Institute of Technology.
Nice.
They have an astrophysicist department. Daniel Beshelder put out a statement just today. It came out like 18 minutes before I called you, which was pretty cool. The current software, or the current hardware that we use to discover this stuff, has to ignore the light from a sun. So we were looking at ways to put up like a shield and then cameras around it. Like, we were coming up with all these weird ways to basically do that thing where you put your thumb over the sun, mm-hmm. and then you can see like Mars and stuff in the day sky sometimes.
Okay.
That's how this works. Well, these guys came up with a camera that the individual pixels that are recorded from the digital camera can be processed at independent rates.
Oh,
so
okay.
Instead of taking like a big flash, bang, and then all of the pixels printing,
mm-hmm.
the brighter the source, the quicker it captures it. So if it's super, super bright, instant takes it, and then those pixels are now ignored for development of the rest of them. So it can pick up. Now, I got to get this number right here. It's a ridiculous thing.
That's interesting. Like,
it's 1,000 times more sensitive than the astronomical cameras that we use now. And I want to say it is, 70 million times dimmer is the objects that it can pick up than the star that it's next to.
What?
Right. So if there's a star, and normally they're so far away that the brightness fades out the reflecting light from any planets that are around it. And so we've started doing that technique where we try to block out the brightness of the sun, or the star, excuse me, that's out there, and then record what's left over. And those are the planets. This is 1,000 times more accurate than anything we've got on the market now. And it can detect objects that are 70 million times dimmer than the brightest object in the frame.
Damn, that's fucking nutty.
The pictures are really cool looking. I mean, they're almost a work of art on their own. But you can actually like see rays of light coming out from the star, and then these black dots and asteroids. Then they go in and can circle any orbiting planets of the right size and distance from that star that would be Earth-like, you know, but the same distance and temperature given the size of the sun.
Yeah.
Or the star that it's around. It's called the CID camera, which stands for some things.
Stands for some things. That's pretty incredible, man. I thought Florida was this like, I don't know. Florida has brought us what? People that can't vote, people that can't read, and bath salts. Like, that's the only, those are the only things that I can think of. So that's pretty rad that they're putting something together. I mean, no offense to your homeland, but
no offense to, I don't know, both of my parents and myself. Yeah. Yeah, no, we're retarded. It's fine.
It's an interesting place.
Mean,
the fucking headlines write themselves down there. That's for fucking sure, dude.
It's the best weather that we have in this country, and I live in Milwaukee, so.
Yeah. Well, the trade-off for weather is man stabs sun because sun put too much cheese on his fucking grilled cheese sandwich. Like, that's that's what you get with good weather.
Woman stabs husband with squirrel over Jeopardy argument.
Right. Just mm-hmm. obnoxious
shit. That was a real one. So.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
I was just kidding.
Gotta love it. Florida. But they did come up with this bad boy, and I found the name. It's Charge Injection Device.
Sounds hot.
Not only is it a viable option, but it's significantly less expensive than the one that we use now. So, bangarang.
Hell yeah. Well, that's neat.
Yeah, I'll shoot you over the pictures after we're done here so you can check them out. It's not a lot. Again, this is a very short article. The image credit just goes to NASA. It's like a half a page. But really cool. The ability to locate the individual bodies out in the stars that's a major problem because we're just guessing. Like, you remember when we were in school and they were like, there's a million stars up there, and each one of those stars could have 7 or 8 planets around it, just like ours. Like, we just looked at ours and then just kind of, like, looked up and went, well, there's a bunch up there, so they're probably like this. And now they're finding some that have a ton of celestial bodies around it, like massive stars with hundreds and hundreds of planets. And it's mind-boggling how much is out there.
It's pretty incredible, man. There's a lot of space. A lot of open space in space. Space.
Yeah. And then once you get far enough out, that's probably just like a mole on some giant creature's back. We're like, look how beautiful it is. He's like, I gotta get this thing cut off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like Eli. We're on somewhere on Eli's disgusting. Gross. More depressing shit.
Ooh, we are on it today, buddy. Let me tell you, I got like one more thing. You got anything space related?
Dude, not space related. There was NASA released some recording or some audio that they had found from the Apollo 10 mission back in 1969, from when the vessel was on the dark side of the moon. And they had no radio communications with them. It was a recording of the astronauts talking during that time. And they released it. And a bunch of people want to believe that it's the sound of aliens in space. And CNN went as far to call it fucking music. Did you see anything about it or hear anything about
it? I have not heard anything about this.
So fucking hold on to your chair and be prepared to be let down, because it's fucking stupid. Yeah,
it's like,
so they're going around the backside of the moon, they have no radio contact with Earth, and this weird like woo sound, like this comes over the radio, and they speculate that it was interference from either end of the shuttle, like from one end of the shuttle to the other end. Or vessel, whatever the fuck you would call it. And I don't know. NASA had it as top secret when they first got back, and they just now found it again. So people think that there's like that's suspicious. Like, they knew that there were space aliens out there making wooing noise, and they're not telling us. So I think the reality of it is it just got categorized under no one gives a fuck about woo. And shoved into a fucking folder somewhere, and that was that. But that's all I had for space news.
We had a satellite that picked up, what planet was it going past? And the radiation or whatever coming off the planet makes it, you can't hear it with like human ears, but if you record it and change the frequency to where we can hear it, it's just like it's like that. It's just like over and over, like almost sounds like language or something. But and they said, well, you couldn't ever hear this. This is just like planetary noise that they make.
How fucking weird is that? Old planets out there floating around making noises like planets do. You know what I mean? Wait, yeah. What the fuck did you just say? Planets making noises.
planets like Jupiter and Saturn are so large, and the amount of, I guess it's the radiation that they give off, it can be recorded, and it is a frequency, but you have to change it. So you crank that frequency until it gets into our audible range, and it's a noise. You know,
that's interesting.
Recording it. So you can listen to space noise, and it's kind of creepy. I mean, because your brain will try to make it sound like something.
Totally. Totally. Definitely a good ability that humans have, but it's also a terrible,
right,
terrible hindrance.
That goes along the same thing. Have you seen the experiment where they put a fake hand in a wall, and then your other hand, and you're sitting on one side of the wall, and your real hand's on the other side of the wall?
Like smack it with a hammer or some shit?
Yeah, they take the feathers and drag it. Like, there's somebody dragging a feather on your real hand, and they're doing it to the fake hand, and you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, huh, okay. So it feels like you can feel it, and you're sitting there staring at that hand. And then a guy comes out of nowhere and smashes it with a hammer. and the people, like, they can feel the pain because their body instantly sends that, like, move your fucking hand pain. That's our brains make up stuff. That's why when you look at the moon too long, you see fucking towers and
moon men
buildings. Yeah, and like, there's buildings on the dark side of the moon, and they're like,
well, they're doing it right now.
Yeah,
I saw Iron Sky. I know the Nazis are up there.
Shoot, dog.
that woo sound that they heard with the recording was just like, it was like a quick like the sound you would get, man. I know that we got it on the ship, but I'm sure you guys probably picked it up when you were out on deployment. Like, you'd just be fucking putting along, and like over the headphones, it just come at a stupid fucking noise for like 1 second, 2 seconds, maybe. We're just like, oh, what the fuck is that? So, yeah, whatever. Must have been interference or some shit. Just like, that's all it was. It wasn't like a, CNN called it music. It was like a tone that lasted like a second. That's not.
That's, I mean, it's people wanting to believe, which is nice, but
it's super cute.
It probably was just a signal that kind of made it, like, because they're out. You're right; they're out of radio contact. But radio contact's not like an on-off switch.
Well, I mean, it's, if you're out of line of sight, it's not going to be. You're not going to have shit.
You're not going to have really anything. But let's say there was a satellite off to the side and got a little bounce. You know, you could have gotten a little frequency from something, or like it could have been solar activity, you know, just messing with a instrument cluster. It could have been anything. I think if it was contact, it's not going to be a hey, you know, it's going to be something significant, not a whoo whoo. Do you think they got it? No, I don't know. Maybe they'll be back.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me there was a recording that I think got debunked, and it had to have been fake, but was the recording when they were in complete radio silence on the backside, but it was still recording them, but it wasn't transmitting. They're like, do we tell them about the buildings or something? Like, they were like, there's people here.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can look it up. It's supposed to be the lost recordings of NASA about the astronauts landed, and then they faked all the photos to only show certain angles because, like, behind them there was, like, old buildings that were ruined.
I think people have completely lost it when it comes to that shit. Like, I think it is blown so far out of proportion, and crazy people have gone on and reproduced since then, and then they taught their crazy ways to their idiot children, and it's just going to perpetuate itself. Those are going to be
It's going to be the religion of the moon landing.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I mean, at least that actually happened. But, I mean, it's just, they'll be the people in fucking District 9 that when the aliens show up, they go to the alien ship and become, like, hookers and shit like that. Like, those are those creepy people. They're not beneficial to society.
Right. NASA made the news this last week on another way. Did you hear about the AnonSec hack?
No.
So AnonSec, that's a fucking hashtag anonymous, whatever, and those guys, they hacked into NASA's computer base about 3 years ago, I think it was.
Okay.
I read this the other day, and I didn't write a whole lot down. I was at work. But they hacked in because it took 0.39 seconds to hack in. Someone left the password as the original, like, Dell password. It's like, password was, or username was administrator, and password was password.
Wow.
So they got this algorithm. They got someone on the inside to put this in, is what the article said, to give them access. And once the code ran, it only ran for 0.39 seconds until it had administrative abilities to just go through the network. So they gathered data that was sent from the, and they said all they did, they didn't like really do a whole lot. All they did was go in and make a program and drop it off that every time a drone, that NASA has a bunch of these drones apparently, that every time NASA has one of these drones send back information, it copies the information, names it something inconspicuous, and puts it in a folder that gets sent to the anonymous guys.
Really?
And they said all they had to do was open the folder. Like, it was like internet, temporary internet files or something. Like, it, they just named it something, hoping nobody would look at it.
Yeah.
And in 3 years, no one opened it up, and no one noticed.
Holy shit.
So they got a absolute fuck ton of data, 276 gigs of data. And it's all just like paperwork. So you can imagine how fucking much that is.
Yeah, for real.
Like, these are just like PDF files of just numbers. And then there are some videos that the drones send. So they have some videos. AnonSec released them all. I'm still trying to find a secure place to get these where I'm not just like getting a fucking NSA like tracking virus. But I would like, I'm hoping somebody else picks it up and then just publishes it online so I don't have to go on the fucking dark web and pull it. They say that there's proof that chemtrails are not some crazy conspiracy, that it's fucking true. And I did read that sheet, and the only thing it looks like to me is that NASA is trying out alternative fuels on civilian DC-9 flights. So there is a story there, but I don't think it's fucking chemtrail weather modification story like AnonSec is claiming. I think it's a story because you could be flying to Houston tomorrow on a DC-9 that's running off like peanut oil because NASA said it would work.
Right.
And then the fucker falls out of the sky and they go, there was a malfunction.
There was a malfunction.
So because these weren't disclosed, but it clearly shows that it was a, it says like something DC-9 alternative fuel and something program. I'd have to find the sheet that I was looking up, but they were like, that's chemtrails. If it was classified data, they wouldn't give a shit if it was labeled something or not.
Yeah. My issue with that is those people are where they are because I'm not saying trust your government, but like the fucking chemtrails thing is, to me, is absolutely asinine. That is such a stupid fucking argument. And I mean, I have a couple friends that believe in it, and best of luck to you, man. That's, do your thing. But I think if those people have access to those files, then they can manipulate those files whichever way they want and do essentially the same thing that they think the government is doing to them, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. These guys, they went on to say that they found video footage relating to Global Hawk drones, which is like an international policing of drones around like a network of drone flights. And then Operation Ice Bridge. And that was the...
Like Russia something? Sounds like Alaska to Russia shit.
I don't know. It's on NASA's website. It's a NASA mission page, but my internet is so horrible that I can't bring it up.
That sucks, man. Still at LaSalle?
Yeah, still at LaSalle. It's coming in. Yeah, I mean, it's an ice bridge. Twin polar campaigns. I don't know. I guess it does connect something there. But anyways, they found information on that. Then they found logs of these DC-9s. And the 2012 and 2013 flight logs and aircraft footage showed weather radar readings and climate studies from drones and from these DC-9s. And it says possible contrail studies. And it does say contrails in their report. It doesn't say chemtrails, which is, I'm pretty sure, what they've been calling them up until now. But they'll be like, yeah, that's what we meant, was contrails.
Well, yeah. Contrails is short for condensation, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Condensation trail studies, right. Which is probably normal. I don't know. But either way, they're using, at the very top of the sheet, it says that this is a contrail and alternative fuel study program. And they took that and said, see, it's, you know, they're doing chemtrails.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fucking nerds.
Not really the same to me, but.
No. I don't know. I can't trust those people.
Yeah, they said they were discovered when they tried to hack a $222 million drone and crash it in the Pacific. That's when they were discovered. That was on the 18th this was written, and I just now, trying to bring up that information, saw that there's a debunking thing showing that they never took control of the drone. Who knows? I know they were unsuccessful, so they're claiming they had an unsuccessful attempt. They did gain control for several seconds, but then they were discovered. NASA's saying they never took control. I feel like they probably took control, because NASA is admitting that they got all of that data.
Yeah, how would they have found them if they didn't get... I don't know how that shit works. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on it. I don't have a fucking clue, so...
Yeah, I got to find the videos and stuff, but, God, it looks... Looks like there's going to be nothing. Nothing to look at. It's just going to be NASA doing NASA stuff. It says probably. Cloud seeding that they found is a weather altering method that uses silver iodide to create precipitation in clouds. And it's used to fight carbon emissions. That doesn't sound so bad.
I mean, they've been doing that for a while. That's pretty widespread knowledge.
Yeah. Geoengineering. Geoengineering aims to tackle climate change by removing CO2 from the air. That's what NASA says they're actually doing. Like, they're like, yes, all of this is ours, and this is what it is. So when they said cloud seeding and geoengineering was climate weaponization and chemtrails, NASA was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, this is what it is. And they laid out the full program details, and it matches exactly with the data. Looks like they are doing weather modification, but it uses silver iodine to create precipitation in clouds. So just making it rain more. That's pretty cool. I actually think that's pretty sweet. I mean, maybe that's why we got a bunch of typhoons and shit, but whatever.
I just don't live where typhoons are. Problem solved.
Right. But that was our super upbeat.
Yeah, it never fails. That's for sure.
Yeah. Super upbeat segment on science for this week. Do you got some super sweet gaming news? We kind of ran that one a little long.
Well, it's a new week. Far Cry Primal's out today. I haven't played it, but reading reviews that have been popping up around the internet, it's got a 77 last I checked on Metacritic, which isn't bad. It's pretty good. Polygon gave it an 8.5, and Giant Bomb said that it feels like one long side mission from a previous game. So I guess it's not really super... It's not, the story's not quite as in-depth as a bit of a stretch for a Far Cry game, but it's not as in-depth as the other Far Cry titles have been. A little bit more like anonymous, I guess, like the people that you're trying to rescue don't feel as close to you as,
yeah,
say,
you're not like actually brother. Invested in them.
Yeah, they're people from like another tribe than you are, and you're out trying to like grow civilization in a positive direction and stop the guys who were just like trying to murder everybody, pretty much.
I looked at gameplay, and I think we talked about this on the podcast. I for sure thought it was just DLC for Far Cry 4. And then they were like, nope, full game.
Yeah, like, it just popped up. Like, I heard about it a month and a half ago. It's like, what the fuck is this? And yeah, like you said, it turned out to be a full game and not just DLC. It's weird. Because Far Cry 4 isn't that old.
No. That would be like a new Black Ops coming out tomorrow, but no hype, no talk about it. They're just like, here's Black Ops 4.
The reality of it is that wouldn't happen because Call of Duty fans can't keep their fucking mouths shut about anything. So
right, but you heard about, I know I did, I heard about Far Cry 4 for a long time.
Sure.
It was a big buildup for it. So how did Far Cry Primal just like, oh, by the way, we did this game?
Yeah, it came out. Far Cry 4 came out in 2014, November, late 2014.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, just over a year.
Far Cry 3 came out in 2012, so if they're doing the 2-year thing, they're
early in the 2-year thing, though. That's a year and 2 months, or a year and a couple months, you know, since that.
Yeah.
Since Far Cry came out, or 4, so. Whatever. I mean, maybe they'll do a yearly thing like Assassin's Creed or whatever.
Yeah, fuck that game.
Isn't that what they do every year?
That's what Call of Duty does. That's what fucking Battlefield was doing there for a little bit. Assassin's Creed does that. Madden.
Madden for sure does it.
Gross.
The
HTC Vive becomes available for pre-order on the 29th of this month. So.
$799.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it does. I just saw the headline, HTC Vive will cost $799, and I went, nope.
What is
clicked down?
I mean, what's the price on the Rift right now? Is it $600?
I think it's $599. Yeah.
Yeah, $600. I mean, what is the difference? The Vive has the little like light towers, I think, that you can put up around that will map like your living room.
Right, it's got that, and the front of the casing has little sensors all over it to pick up that their light bars or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That weird look like eyes. Looks like fucking terrifying.
Space alien shit. A bunch of bug eyes all over it.
Yeah.
They have a thing out using the Rift where these guys get into two cars and they map the entire racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
The guys put on the headsets and then race like Mario Kart style, but with real cars.
Just like banging into everything or what?
Well, no. Like if you're looking at them, they're just driving around the racetrack. Like normal fucking racetrack. But they see like dragons and mountains and shit. It's that augmented reality thing.
That it sounds so fucking cool, man, but it's just not there. It's cool that they're doing it, and I think that it's only going to become more accessible from now on. However, like, it's going to have some terrible fucking growing pains through all of this.
The graphics were really bad, and I understand why the graphics were bad, and it's because it has to render real time. So they had to have some fucking gnarly computer running so that these guys don't just fucking, because if there's a loading time, like even if it's just behind a second, you're going to blow through the corner in real life, blow through the corner and flip your car because you see the corner a second further ahead of you.
Right.
So this thing had to be perfect. So the graphics weren't awesome, but it was still cool to watch them do it. They're out there. I mean, they're getting at it racing. The guy's like, oh my God. Like there's like stuff falling over behind him on the road.
That's going what Mike tunnels and I were talking about with that failed attempt last night, is how cool the augmented reality side of it is. Like, and you and me had talked about it before. Like, it's going to be sick when you can go to a place for like a birthday party and
right.
run around and play fucking fake shoot 'em ups or drive fake cars and shit like that. That'll be fun. Everybody pays $50 for like 4 hours.
Everybody pays $50. You go in and it's going to be a bunch of foam blocks and, you know, run around area. And to you, it's going to be like,
yeah,
some incredible adventure. Like laser tag is going to look like Call of Duty.
Right.
You hit your buddy and you're going to be tearing off limbs. Like they're going to have an adult version where you can turn it up to R.
It'd be cool to get like, I mean, there's plenty of people that are working on them, but like vests and shit that they wear that like vibrate and stuff like that when you're getting hit and stuff to, that'll be neat. That'll be fun, but not in the house, dude. You got to have a fucking castle for this shit.
There's a company that made, God, I think we talked about it last week. You can now invest and pre-order them right now where it puts the, oh, it's called Omni. The company's called Omni. They got
the omnidirectional.
The one you can put in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's already a thing. That didn't take long.
Yeah. I mean, God, it only makes sense. That's, yeah. We've said it 1,000 times, dude. It's not appealing to people. It's not appealing to people for the same reason that the Kinect isn't appealing to me. That's not how I want to play video games.
No. I mean, there's going to be certain things that would be cool. A really cool adventure like Firewatch. You could play something like that. You know, maybe. But I don't think I'm ever going to play, go back to Call of Duty or a fighting game. I'm never going to play any of those.
Yeah.
You know, it failed with the activator for Sega. It failed with the Kinect for fighting games. Nobody wants to sit and like half-ass punch and kick and your guy on the screen doing backflips and shooting fireball. Like, it doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to do that. So me just like, and like gimp hopping and throwing my hands around isn't going to make me feel like I'm that guy on the screen tearing somebody's heart out.
Right. And I think anything that requires like Twitch, like fast Twitch responses. Like, dude, when you're jamming around playing Call of Duty, even like simulating that movement on like a low level, like a full body movement, you're still going to be moving around all the fucking time. You're sprinting everywhere, jumping off of walls, wall running. Like, there is so much shit going on that if you just try to shrink that down into a living room, you're still going to have a fuck of a time. Like, the cat's getting kicked. For sure.
Oh, the cat's getting kicked. You're also, I mean, you can't do wall runs. How would you do that? Like, how? So.
Right.
You're going to have to, if you shrink it down for use in a shooter, it's going to be Sniper Elite. You know, where you can sprint for a very short distance. Most of your time is spent just aiming down sight, you know, waiting on somebody. You're never going to have a Call of Duty game like that.
Yeah. Or, yeah, another one that we talked about in the past is just something on rails like House of the Dead or Time Crisis or something like that. You're not going to be. Yeah.
And that might be fun. House of Dead on VR. That I could try that somewhere. I'm not gonna buy it.
Yeah. It'd be fun. Like, yeah, exactly. We can sit here and talk about reasons to own a VR all day, but in reality, I'm sure as fuck not going to own VR.
Yeah. I might do the one where you put your phone in it for the theater experience. I bet that would be nice.
That's, yeah, I mean.
They're cheap. You can get the cardboard one if you want, or you can get a little bit nicer one for $60 or $70, and you just slide your smartphone in it, and then you open up the VR app, and then you can play any movie you've got. I don't know if it's any movie, but it just splits it into two screens, but I think you can do 3D movies. That would be nice. I could go on the road and put it on and watch, you know, whatever movie, and it would be as good or better than going to the theater to watch it.
Sure.
I like that. I'll pay, you know, $100 or less for that.
That's definitely something that you've been talking about for a while, and that's, I don't know. But you also enjoy the entertainment console idea that they've gone to with the Xbox and shit, and that drives me fucking bananas. Like, I want my video games to do video games. I don't give a flying fuck about anything else at all. Just do video games the best you can. Stop trying to focus on all this bullshit.
Right. I do like it. I think that the Xbox One's appeal to me is the fact that I have all of these on-demand, you know, shows, and I've got the sci-fi on-demand. I don't play games on it that much. Melanie plays it a lot more than I do. I mean, I haven't played it. I think I played a motorcycle game on it the other day because the computer was updating or something, so I screwed around for a minute. But I never use it to game. I use it all the time to control my television.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good enough. It's an awful expensive way to control my TV. But
seriously.
I get to talk to it.
Yeah, that's exciting. At least there's somebody in the house to talk to, right?
Yeah.
I saw there's Gears of War 4 coming out. So, I'm going to need to borrow your Xbox at some point in time because I'm not buying it for one fucking title.
Is it not going to launch for PC?
Probably not.
Probably not, huh? I saw it. I've only seen one preview for it, and it's been like a cutscene, so I don't know what to think of it. It looks like more Gears of War.
Yeah. I just dig. I mean, I didn't play. What the hell was it? The one that was in between 3 and 4. Like, 1, 2, and 3 followed Dom and Marcus. And then, what the hell was it? Like, Emergence or something like that? Where the main character was Baird? I never played that one, and it didn't get the best reviews. That one was like a prequel to 1, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't play it.
But this one looks... I mean, I didn't recognize any of the characters, so I don't know.
No, it was like a guy and a girl running around and
chasing some.
It looks like it's going to be a co-op thing because it was like help your buddy. So
yeah. I mean, it was always.
It's always co-op, but it's. I think that's, again, more of the same. I don't really.
Yeah,
know what
I mean,
to
that's
think of
just
it.
What they do with games now is it's called Judgment.
Keep pumping it out until somebody stops buying it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't change the system. Just keep cutting and pasting. Change their facial expressions and their voice, and you'll be good.
Hire a big celebrity to play one of the characters.
Yeah, it worked out great for Star Citizen. They managed to convince people to donate them millions of dollars. What are they at these days? That should be a weekly update.
Over 100. Yeah, over 100 million. That's ridiculous. Did you read about Grim Dawn? It's going live finally.
What's
this
Grim
week?
Dawn?
Grim Dawn's a fantasy action RPG. It got released by Crate Entertainment or announced 6 years ago. And the reason I looked this up is it reminds me of what's happening with Star Citizen. Like, this thing came out, they've been building it and talking about it for a long time. It looks really good. Let's see, it's if the studio can manage it, it's launching on Steam. There'll be a DRM free version. They're going to release the digital rewards later, so right now it's just going live as a game.
Was it a fucking just a action adventure isometric like Diablo or what? It looks
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks just like Diablo.
Is it on? I mean, it has to be online this day and age, but is it like it's supposed to be an MMO or what the hell is it supposed to be? I'll have to look into this.
It's you know, it doesn't even, I kind of pull up something better than what I looked it up on, because it gave me very, I thought you were just going to know all about it, so that's kind
of, no, I'd never heard
like,
of it.
I'll look this up.
Yeah, shit, no, I'd never heard about it. I'll have to check it out. I'm gonna write it down. I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, it definitely looks good. I don't know why it would have taken 6 years.
That's always my fucking question, man, is what happened along the way? If the money was there, you can just pay people to make the game. That's really all it boils down to. If you have the money,
it was a Kickstarter game. It was a Kickstarter game. It's $24.99, $25 for the game. It's got to be a single player.
So I guess you can. They're still. What are they doing? They're still in development?
No, it's done now. It'll be full release come Thursday.
Oh, okay. Okay, they still have their
pre-access.
Yeah, if you click on the buy now button, it pulls you up to the, you can spend $25, $40, or $75 for the different levels of bullshit that you get.
Whatever. It Yeah, it's single player. You are one such individual, blessed or perhaps cursed by the touch of ethereal influence. You have powers and strength beyond that of normal men, and it's now up to you to take the fearsome potential and use it against enemies of humanity. Will you be the one to save, what's that, Karen, from the grim fate, or is humanity doomed to extinction? So, yeah, single player.
Bop,
bop.
Yeah, womp, womp. Another fucking... Another reason not to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I don't need a single-player action role-playing. I need a way to connect with my friends. Because I'm not going to go outside and play, Mom. Come on.
Yeah, get with the times. I watched Dope today. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It just popped up on Netflix. It's about some nerdy black kids and their Mexican buddy that end up with a bunch of Molly and have to sell it, and it's pretty good.
I saw a little preview for it the other day. I may have to look into it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's. I mean, it's not deep. Like, there's no like fucking secret message that you're gonna take away from it. But it was entertaining. It was funny. Did you see the new fucking Halo 5 game mode that they're coming out with?
I did not.
Coming out with a game, you stop stuttering. It's a clear, like, blatant response to Rocket League being successful. It's like 5-on-5 teams. It's called Griffball.
Oh my god! With like the with the warthogs?
No. Everybody's on foot, so everybody has just melee weapons. Like, they have the hammer and the sword.
Well, they had Griffball for Halo 4.
Oh, okay.
Or was it on the beta? I can't remember. But you ran around with a sword, and it was team versus team, and you whacked the ball back and forth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like Halo 4 had it. My bad. I don't follow Halo because Halo fucking sucks.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. No, it was pretty fun. I liked the Griffball thing.
It looked fun.
I thought you were going to tell me they made like a full-on rip-off with the warthogs.
That'd be some shit.
And I'd have probably played that.
Probably. I would have been calling you frequently asking you how it was if you got home to play it yet.
Yeah, it's because the little driving the warthogs is hilarious because the independent steering.
Yeah.
Do you remember the old red versus blue
cartoons? Yeah.
And he was like, what is this thing? I just call it a puma. It looks like a
like a cat? Yeah.
Going on. Yeah, yeah, like a cat.
Like a puma. Why do they call it a warthog? That was so fucking funny. Was that like episode one or some shit? Season one, episode one?
Yeah, it's season one was... I tried to watch them. It was maybe a year or two ago. I watched a couple of them, and they're so bad now to watch, like, the quality of it.
Yeah.
But they were so freaking funny.
What
are they doing? They're
really
still
well
talking. Well, what are they doing now? Are they talking about the gulch? What is it? Blood Gulch or whatever?
Blood Gulch, yeah.
He's like, well, why are we here? Well, because the Blues have a base here. He was like, yeah, but so we only have a base here because the Blues have the base here? So if we were both to leave, if we were just to pick up and leave, what, would they have two bases? That shit's so funny.
When they first try out the teleporters, that one was fucking hilarious. So, let's see here, what else was cool? Plants vs. Zombies is out, Garden Warfare 2, but it's fucking $59.99, so...
I'll never play it, but it gets decent reviews. The first one got really good reviews.
I mean, this one got, I think it's sitting at an 85 on Metacritic right now, so it's not.
It's like Call of Duty for your kids, right? Like, that's the deal?
I don't know if it's that.
So you don't have the bloody gore violence, but you get the exact same style of gameplay? I thought that was the point.
Well, it's like different classes, so... One thing kind of cool is they have a zombie class called an imp, and he essentially operates like a character from Titanfall. So he's like this little bitty zombie that runs around with like dual pistols, and then he can call down a mech that he jumps inside of and then just starts murdering plants. So that looks
pretty
badass,
cool.
But I don't know, man. I just think it's... I'm going to watch some videos. My issue with it is that I don't trust that EA does not pay for game reviews, and it's from EA. And I don't like supporting EA. So in my little world of chemtrails says that EA paid for this 81 score on Metacritic, and fuck them. So that's...
To sell what's going to be just a horrible game.
Yeah.
Just some shitty skin of some old Battlefield program. I don't know. That could be it.
It looks...
I thought
good.
It was...
It
I thought it had
fun.
A very good niche. I thought the niche was supposed to be let your kids play Call of Duty without them having to play Call of Duty. But maybe it's a better game than that. I don't
maybe
know.
Just be a parent and let your kids play Call of Duty. And when they're like, "Hey, I'm gonna go to the school and shoot a bunch of people today," be like, "Well, let's have a seat. We need to talk about what's right and what's fucking wrong. Teach them something." They're trying to pass the fucking buck. Oh, it's the video. No, it's you. It's just you. I grew up on that shit, and I don't freak the fuck out. Like, I don't have issues, but whatever. Call of Duty, though, released that the multiplayer. What the hell is it called?
Map pack?
No, not a map pack. You can buy Call of Duty for $15.99 to just play online. So it comes...
What?
Yeah. You can get Black Ops 3 for $15.99 for just online play. And it takes away a few other things. Like, you can't prestige. Man, I can't remember what else it does. But I think it allows...
That's
for
a
like,
good idea.
Dude, it's a brilliant idea. Save yourself some fucking time and stop putting your dog shit story along with this fucking game. Just make an online game. That's all people want.
I don't know. Do exactly what they did. I bought it. I loved the single player.
You're the only person on Earth who liked the single player.
I like them all. I like all the single players.
I mean, the single player for Modern Warfare was wonderful. I heard nothing but terrible things for Blackhawks, but I don't know. I digress.
I don't see how... I don't know why people would think it was horrible if they liked the first one. I mean, there's robots. It was cool.
Devin said he hated it because he doesn't like shooting robots. He likes to shoot real people. I still
you get
understand.
To shoot a bunch of Chinese people, so I mean, there's that.
That's not real people, though.
I got you.
So,
all right, buddy. Well, I unfortunately have to cut this right about around in here,
right on,
or
man.
I'm going to pee all over myself.
Word, sounds good.
Take
well, I'm
that
happy
away.
You got a time.
Yeah, man, and thanks again, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. I can't say enough about it. We are up to 1,100 something. You guys just keep on coming.
Pretty sweet.
And every time we miss an episode, we get yelled at by a good number of people, so that's nice.
If people could like start subscribing and stuff like that, that'd be way rad. We would really appreciate it. Some proof, some sign of life out there would be terrific. The theme song from anybody who has talented fingers would be fucking fantastic.
That's the thing. You could at this point, if you're the first person to send us a theme song, it'll probably be the one that's picked. So you could be,
it will be the best.
You could be that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, dude.
Take it easy, man.
I will talk to the cosmos next week.
Sounds good, dude. Later.